Good morning. Welcome to the Community Calendar. I'm Jazzy, and this morning my guest is Samantha Granberry. She is the Associate Director of Media for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, Jazzy.
I'm so glad you called into the show, and I want to talk to you about quite a few events that you have coming up. You're partnering with us for the Hip Hop for HIV, correct?
Yes, that is correct, and we are very, very proud and happy to be doing so.
Can you give me a little background information about AIDS Healthcare Foundation? What are the organization's goals?
Absolutely. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation is actually an international organization. We are in 26 countries, and we are the largest provider of HIV/AIDS medical treatment in the United States. Our services are free. They're for anybody who has a need, whether that person has private insurance, whether they have no insurance. We are here to help those people who have been diagnosed as HIV positive. And we're coming to the Fort Worth area at the end of this summer so that we can provide those services within that region.
If someone is listening and they have been diagnosed with HIV and they do not have medical services or they don't have any health care, they could attend one of your clinics and you can provide them with medication for free?
Well, similar. What they can do is, one, if they're wondering what their HIV status might be, they can come to our center. They can get tested totally free. They can go online to freehivtest.net, get some more information about the test itself, what it entails. It's very quick. They can get their results in 15 minutes. And then from there, once they know their status, if they do have a need after they get tested, they can get treated with our services. And we do have one of the country's only not-for-profit pharmacies. And what that means is that if they do have a need for life-saving medications, we can definitely assist and often do potentially provide those medications free of charge. So In a word, yes.
That is very, very good, because a lot of people that have HIV are unable to afford the medications to treat the disease. So is there a certain limit or amount of people that are able to receive your services?
Not at all. The services are limitless. And what we like to say is that what affects one of us affects all of us. So even if you personally or somebody out there listening isn't personally, you know, diagnosed as HIV positive, we all know somebody that might have that need. So we're here for the entire community as well. And in addition to offering services to care for people with HIV, we also offer preventative services. So we have free condoms, we have, you know, education, counseling. We just run the gamut because we want to help people and meet them where they're at, educate, prevent, and treat for those who have a need.
Now, you're talking about the new facility that you opened in Fort Worth. What's the name of it and where is it located?
The name of our facility is the Magic Johnson Clinic. It's located at 400 North Beach Street. It is a beautiful facility, state-of-the-art. It has serene gardens, so it's definitely upscale. When you come there, it does not have that, you know, oh, I'm at a free clinic, subpar feel. No, it's top of the line, and it's, like I said, everything is free.
When is that clinic going to be open and available?
It's going to be open towards the end of the summer. Right now, there are some services already available through our partner, the AIDS Outreach Center. For those who have a need, you can go. You can get tested. You can get counseling right now. And then, again, when the Magic Johnson Clinic actually opens, you can begin to get treated for those who do have a need.
Samantha, why do you believe it's so important for people to get tested for HIV?
Well, specifically, especially for my brothers and my sisters out there listening, it's so critical and so important, because the sooner you know your status, the longer and the healthier you can live. Our clinic is named after Magic Johnson for a reason. He's one of our partners. He's our face, because a lot of people look at Magic and they think, oh, he's just as healthy as he is because he has all this money. He has access to these, you know, magic pills that nobody else has access to. When the truth is, this life-saving medication and treatment is available to anybody, whether they have insurance, whether they don't have insurance, and that's what this clinic is offered. And to answer your question, Jazzy, the reason why it is so important for people to get tested and know their status is because HIV no longer has to be a death sentence. When you find out early enough, most people live very long, very healthy, just as we see Magic Johnson doing. That can be anybody.
What is a person's life expectancy that has HIV/AIDS?
You know, it really depends on the person and how they take care of themselves. When they find out, when they're diagnosed, I don't know if everybody's familiar, but the statistics specifically for African American women and the death rates for HIV/AIDS is going through the roof, because oftentimes we don't find out our HIV status until it has already progressed to the point where medications and treatments can't do what they could have done if we had gotten diagnosed early. So it really does depend on the individual. People who have been diagnosed with HIV/AIDS are living decades. So it really just depends on the person. It's no shame in getting tested, and there doesn't have to be any fear of getting tested. The fear should be of not knowing your status.
I'm speaking with Samantha Granberry. She is the Associate Director of Media for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, and they're sponsoring the Hip Hop for HIV, the huge concert event that we have every year. And of course, you can come for free. All you have to do is go and get tested. And Samantha, a lot of people feel as if they don't need to get tested if their partner has been tested and has a negative diagnosis. Is there a problem with that theory?
Absolutely, Jazzy. I'm so glad that you brought that up, because just because your partner knows their status, again, doesn't mean that you know your status. That is your partner status. And we like to say, if you have ever had sex or if you are thinking about having sex, you should get tested for HIV at least once every 6 months, Jazzy. I'm married and I get tested every year. I make sure my husband gets tested every year. So it's not about, you know, oh, I don't want to get tested because I know what my partner is doing. No, it's about your health. You just want to know what's going on with your body on a daily basis, and the only way to really know that is to get a test.
In the Dallas-Fort Worth community, why do you think there's been such a rise in the HIV infections in this area?
And that's another good point that you brought that up. I think it's because of stigmas associated with sexual behaviors. A lot of people, you know, we hear the music, we're listening to it, but people don't like to necessarily cop to what they might be doing. So high-risk behaviors lead to, unfortunately, high-risk consequences. So people, they're not wrapping up, they're not protecting themselves, they're having sex without condoms, they're having sex with multiple sex partners. The more partners you have, the greater your risk. And the bottom line is they're not getting tested. And something else, Jazzy, sharing needles, body piercings, tattoos, especially if you might have done it in an environment like at a tattoo party, a piercing party, those are also contributing to the rising rates. And, you know, if you look around the Fort Worth area, we got a lot of folks running around with some tattoos.
Exactly. Let's talk about the basics. If someone is tuning in right now, how can you get HIV/AIDS? What are the ways you can get it?
There's actually very few ways that you can contract HIV and AIDS. The top ways are unprotected sex without a condom, anal, vaginal, oral, with the person whose HIV status you do not know. Sharing needles or syringes, like I said, having body piercing or tattoos can leave you at risk. Anybody who has sex with anyone who has done any of those things puts you at risk. So it's the ways that you can contract it are very few.
There's a lot of stigmas out there. So I wanted you to touch on that, because some people think if you drink after someone, or if you go in their house and use their bathroom, or just little stigmas like that, but you can't get HIV those ways. The only ways you can get it is through the ways that you just stated.
Absolutely correct. You cannot catch HIV through casual contact. It's just like a disease like cancer, like diabetes. You wouldn't be scared to sit across the room or share a hug with somebody who was diagnosed with diabetes. Neither should you feel that fear with somebody who has HIV/AIDS. A disease does not determine who you are. And a lot of times people seem to be scared to go get that test because they feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be the same person I am. I'm not going to be able to live my life the way I was able to live it before. And that's absolutely not true. It's the same if you got diagnosed with anything. You just want to be able to take care of yourself and also take care of your family. A lot of women, we have children out here. You want to make sure that you're around for your kids. You want to make sure that if you do happen to be positive, that you don't pass on HIV to your baby. Because the fact is that if you're pregnant and you're HIV positive, your baby does not have to be born positive if you get the treatment that you need in enough time.
Great points. The testing that's conducted, how is the testing done? A lot of people say, oh, I don't want to get tested because I'm afraid of needles. What kind of testing do you provide?
The test is very quick. It's rapid testing. It's literally 15 minutes out of your life that could save your life, it's so quick. You don't even feel it. It's just a little quick poke. Mm-hmm. And they get the blood and it's gone. And pretty soon you won't even have to draw the blood. So there's really no excuse. Just look away and before you know it, it's over.
So they're not drawing a lot of blood. It's just a little prick.
Not at all. It's literally a little prick, Jazzy. It hurts more if you break a nail, lady.
All right, so go ahead and get yourself tested because it's very, very important. And another thing that a lot of people are frightened about is when they do go and get tested, is it confidential, the results?
The results are 100% confidential.
If someone goes and get tested and they find out that they are HIV positive at one of your facilities, will you have counselors on site to help them deal with the newly diagnosed?
Absolutely. We have counselors. We have a whole team. We like to say that we're in this together. If you test positive at one of our sites, you will not be alone in the process. We have counselors to talk to you right then. We can help you get connected right away with the treatment that you need, the social services that you need, the health care that you might need, the medication that you might need. And again, just going back to what affects one affects us all with our AHF pharmacy, if there's people out there that are like, hey, you know, I know my status, I know I don't need it, but I still would like to support in some way, instead of going to your local Walgreens or your local Rite Aid or your local pharmacy on the corner to pick up, you know, your eye drops or whatever medication your doctors might prescribe you, you could go down the street to our pharmacy, pick up your medication there, and 96 cents of every single dollar for every prescription fill funds the healthcare clinic and all the initiatives that AHF does. So it's really a community effort.
So your facility, it provides other services besides treatments for HIV?
It is an HIV AIDS clinic, but the pharmacy itself is a full service pharmacy. So anybody who has any valid prescription can get their prescription filled and know that they're doing something good just by picking up their medication.
Oh, that is awesome to know. Please tell us about when that clinic opens up again.
The clinic opens up at the end of the summer, so in August, and we will be doing testing all summer leading up to Hip Hop for HIV. And the reason why it was so critical for us to partner with Hip Hop for HIV is because young adults and teens comprise the largest group of newly diagnosed HIV cases. Specifically, black teens represent 68% of all 13 to 19-year-old reported cases. So we're here for a reason.
What about the older generation? Should they also be tested?
Absolutely. It's ironic because just like our youth population has one of the largest rising rates of new diagnosed cases, so does our senior population. And again, it just goes back to prevention. We got to wrap it up when we do whatever we do with whoever we do it with. And we like to say here at AHF, there's no judgment, there's no shame. Whatever you're doing, we're just saying do it safe and know your status.
All right. Speaking with Samantha Granberry, she is the Associate Director of Media for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. They are partnering with us with the Hip Hop for HIV. We have lots of different testing sites that's going to be happening all summer long. If you want any information about the testing locations, you can check it out on our website at thebeatdfw.com. And Samantha, could you please give me some information as to if someone wanted more information about the Magic Johnson Clinic that's opening up later on this summer? It's 400 North B Street in Fort Worth. Where could they get more information about the services that the AIDS Healthcare Foundation provides?
Jazzy, they can go to freehivtest.net. That's freehivtest.net. They can go there right now. They could get the address to the clinic. They could get the number to the AIDS Outreach Center, and they can get that help that they might need or someone that they know might need.
All right. And, you know, if you get tested for HIV at one of the sites located at thebeatdfw.com, you will get a free ticket to a concert that we're having this summer. So get tested and go ahead and get yourself a free ticket to the concert. And we want to thank you again, Samantha, for calling into the show. We want to thank AIDS Healthcare Foundation for sponsoring this and getting the awareness out about HIV and just providing these wonderful services here in the Dallas-Fort Worth community.
Jazzy, thank you so much. And if you don't mind, can I drop a little air horn, a little something for just your show only, the first, hear it here first?
No, go ahead.
not only if they go to freehivtest.net and go to one of those testing locations and get tested to get a ticket into Hip Hop for HIV, but we are also, Jazzy, giving away backstage VIP passes for those who get tested and enter to win. So you hear here first on your show.
Wow. Okay. I might need to go ahead and get tested. No, I'm going to get backstage.
That's right. So if you want to hang with Jazzy, you want to meet Jazzy, you want to meet the superstars, all you got to go do, take care of you, get tested, freehivtest.net, and it'll win those VIP backstage passes.
And I'm telling you, if you backstage, you will get a chance to see all the artists, take pictures with them. You never know. They be back there eating and everything. You might even eat with them. So please go out and check out our website, thebeatdfw.com, for all the locations for you to get tested, thanks to the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Thank you again, Samantha.
Jazzy, thank you so much.